what's it all about, Alfie?
What is it all about, Christine O'Donnell?
I believe this isn't just about this U.S. Senate race. This is about changing the system. So that's what this is all about.
The two-party system gets a Tea Party once over this week, and all of a sudden, the blue blood in the GOP has to make way for some new blood.
What's it all about when you sort it out?
Sorting out the Tea Party's high-volume revelry.
Political methods, electoral madness.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, September 16th.
What is the Tea Party all about? That's at the top of the news. Let's check in the stories that we're following, and we'll stay with the headaches the Tea Party is giving Republicans. Here's what Sarah Palin had to say about those primary victories this week on Fox News.
These folks are going to shake it up, and they are going to do what's right for America,
okay.
Not necessarily what is right for a political party machine.
Joining us now, Kevin Street. He's the leader of Delaware's Diamond State Tea Party. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. Can you tell me what you think in, 10 words or less? What's the goal of the Tea Party? I mean, are you aiming to change the GOP, or are you hoping to take over?
We're hoping what the aim of the Tea Party is probably just to vet and find conservative principal candidates, not necessarily GOP, but any of them.
Okay, Kevin Street, we're going to be talking more about this, the identity crisis of the GOP, in just a moment.
That's what it's all about from Kevin Street. He'll join us in just a minute. But let's go to economic news. The next headline is the politics and sadness of the housing market. More homes were foreclosed on last month than in any month since the start of the housing crisis. Listen.
Foreclosure activity increased by 4% in the month of August, with almost 339,000 U.S. households receiving a foreclosure notice during the month.
That's RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga saying there's a 25% increase from a year ago. Couple that with a nearly 10% unemployment rate, and there's a hostile political atmosphere over what to do about the lagging economy. The latest fight in Washington is over whether the Bush-era tax cuts for the rich should be extended. President Obama says doing so defies common sense.
They want to hold these middle-class tax cuts hostage until they get an additional tax cut for the wealthiest 2% of Americans.
This debate has been going on for weeks, but House Minority Leader John Boehner points out 30 congressional Democrats have signed on to keep the tax cuts in place.
I want to extend all of the current tax rates, and that's what the American people want.
A bill designed to open up credit and award small businesses for hiring new workers, meanwhile, is on track to pass the Senate today.
In the Gulf of Mexico, officials say a relief well should be completed sometime today, with the BP's blown-out well finally sealed by Sunday. That comes as the federal government ordered oil and gas companies to plug or dismantle thousands of facilities that are no longer in use in the Gulf.
A couple of other stories. Latest round of Mideast peace talks have ended with no agreement on Israeli settlements so far. Pope Benedict has arrived in Scotland for a four-day visit to Britain. The trip is the first state visit by a pope to the UK, which is an officially Protestant or Anglican nation.
And finally, felicidades, Mexico.
Viva Mexico! Viva Mexico!
That is El Grito, delivered officially by the Mexican president Felipe Calderon, celebrating his country's 200th birthday. Across that capital there, hundreds of thousands of people flooded the streets despite security fears, blowing horns and dancing. I didn't see pictures. Were they vuvuzelas?
They were trying to party in the midst of all the problems in Mexico.
Yeah. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down, and so are futures. The Dow starts at 10,572, the S&P at 1,125, and the NASDAQ at 2301. Later on this morning, I'm going to talk to author James Elroy. He has a new memoir out called The Hilliker Curse, My Pursuit of Women. That's coming up.
Freudian alert, ladies and gentlemen. But first, a look at the power of the Tea Party. Is it moving the political spectrum for Republicans or just scaring them to death? We'll talk in a few minutes.